You can't make your walls out of adasim. You don't have enough adasim to make the walls. Is your yoshiv a bottle? You're not going to have a sukkah. For your Torah, the Torah says, for sukkah teishvah shivas yomim. Sukkah shall call dover. Yeah, a sukkah made out of anything you can make the sukkah from. That's the Chom Shita. There's no such limit to say it has to only be made out of the Dal Minim.
No, the Tzchach could be made out of anything.
The Chaim B. Ezra, the same thing it says by Ezra, the Novi said in Nehemiah, that Suwa Hor, go out to the mountains. The Evio Alei Zayas, bring me the leaves of the olive tree. The Olei Eitz, Shemin, from the same thing. The Olei Hadas, the Olei Tamorim, the leaves of the Tamorim, the palm tree. The Olei Eitz Ovos, and the Dasin. The also sukkahs, tekosa, to make a sukkah the way it says. So mashmi can use any type of wood to make the sukkah from you. Don't bedafka have to use the dollar minim. It says clearly you could use the wood of a zayas of a olive tree, even though the olive is not part of the dollar minim. So you see clearly you're allowed to make the sukkah from anything. It doesn't have to be made from the dollar minim. That's the kash on Rabbi Yehuda. The more says now Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, hani ledefanis. That no, these things were for the defanis. Olei hadas, the olei tomorim, the olei etzavus eschach, utanan, on children's devices. Here, smash me know that if Yehuda is saying that we say, you have to have these dalav minim, it's only for the schach, it's not for the walls. For the walls, if Yehuda is moed, you can make the walls from anything. But to make the schach only has to be from something of these dalav minim. You can't use tam a tree for the schach. Therefore, that the Novi said, to bring the zayas, the olive tree, that's only for the walls. The walls is moida. But use of a schach, you can't use branches from an olive tree. You only can bring the branches from the dal minim. Now, Utanan we learned, Mesachim bin Isorim, Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to use for schach, beams, wood. So the Chura, if you tell me now you can only make the schach from the dal minim, so if so, how could you have a beam from the dal minim? Where do you get beams from the Dalad Minim? The Dalad Minim is only a Lulav, an Esrig, a Hadassim, and a Ravis. They don't have any beams. So how could you say you could use Schach made out of Nesorim, out of beams, out of wood? There's no wood here. So Alma, what do you have to say? That Siv, the Ikwa, the Dikla, Mina the Lulavu, Shema Mina. That Rabbi Yehuda says the Dalad Minim, true, the Lulav, doesn't only mean the Lulav, the branch like we use. It also means the bark, it means the wood of the palm tree. So if you take wood from a palm tree, that you could also use for schach. That, therefore, there's a case how you have nesorim, how you can have beams to be used for the schach. So the Gemara is true. Me and Rabbi Yehuda, our boss, midachmin aloi. Is that true? But Tanya, we learn sichcha b'nesorim. Shel Erez says clearly, if you use cedar wood, sheyesh bo dalot fochim de Yaakov Sula, ein bo dalot fochim remei yapois of Yehuda machshir. So you see clearly, you're allowed to use cedar wood. Cedar wood is not from the dal minim. That if you have a dal of the cedar wood, and then you have blank, and then another dal fochim of cedar wood, and in between you put kosher schach, it becomes kosher. Hey, machzah is kosher. But I quote part of the kosher is here. Yehuda says if you can make schach made out of eras out of a cedar tree. A cedar tree is not for the dal minim. So Mer says yes. My eras hadash. You know what the cedar means here? It means dadasin. Kedirab bar Rav Huna. The yom Rav Rav Huna. Amri be Rav. Still name of Rav. Asora mina arozim heim. There are 10 different type of arozim. Shenemar etzim v'midbar eras shita v'hadas. So hadasim are also called the min eras. So after it says if you made the wood from an eras for the schach. It doesn't mean you use mamash a cedar tree, but it means you took the wood from a hadas tree, from a hadasim. So therefore, it's good that Yehuda's shita is you could only use for schach a min of the dal minim. Other type of branches you can't use for schach. But about the halacha is not like a Yehuda. Halacha is any type of thing that grows you could use for schach. So I call upon him to write here. But that's what Yehuda says. You have to tie it around with the min lulav. It doesn't only mean the leaves of the lulav itself. It means the leaves or anything that comes off the palm tree. Anything off the palm tree is also called the min of the lulav. Right. You're holding the flamet zayin or manalef. You're about the two dots we're holding.
Rabbi Meir Hoimer Afilu B'Meshicha. Rabbi Meir says that there's a mitzvah agad, there's a mitzvah to tie the lulav together, the three minim together, so the Mishnah says you could even do B'Meshicha, even with a string you could also do it. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Yudhi Shita was Dafka or Min Lulav you have to use. And Rabbi Meir Shita was Afilu B'Meshicha. Moses Tanya, Amr Rabbi Meir, Maisa Biyakira, Maisa Biyakira Yerushalayim, was the Maisa with the Choshevah, the important people of Yerushalayim, Shoyoidim et Lulveyim, the Gemun Yosh Shelzov. They used to make the agad, they used to tie the lulz together with mamish strings of gold. That's what they used to use. This is a riot to Rabbi Meir, that you don't have to use the min of the lulav, the leaves of the lulav, to tie it around with. You could use anything, I'll be, it looks nice. So Omru Loi, Rabbi Yehuda answered back to him and said, Mishom Raif, over there you want to bring a proof. No, the Akir Yerushalayim, the Choshva people there also. On the bottom of the lulav, we have to make the agad, l'shem mitzvahs agad, they used to do it with the leaves of the lulav. They did with the min, the same type of the lulav. Just on top though, then they made it look nice, and that they did with gold. And so this could be according to Yehuda Shita also. Because the Yehuda Shita we had before was the old, there's a mitzvah agad. Mitzvah agad means you have to take the minim and tie them together. So we said a savori, if you're going to take another minim and tie it around, since it's a mitzvah to tie it around, it looks like you're taking five minim. And that's about taste if you're not allowed to do that. So you have to tie it around with the min of the lulav. Now, once you tied it around on the bottom, and you did the mitzvah agad, you're makayim the mitzvah. Now if you take gold and put it on top, even though you're tying them around on top, that's not l'sarach mitzvah, because you don't need that. So therefore it's not called you're taking another min, a fifth min. It's just called you're making the lulav look nice. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to make your lulav look nice. You can put gold around your lulav if you want, that's okay. Rabbah went to speak to the people, Megadlo Hirshana means that would make the lulav. In other words, the people that would take the three minim, the hadasim, the arovis, and put it into the lulav, and wrap around the lulav. So Rabbah went to speak to these people. That did it, levei resh galusa. They did it for the resh galusa, the head of the golus. The resh galusa. That ki gadli su hoshana, the levei resh galusa, that when you make it, when you put it together, the lulav, for the resh galusa, Shar Yabay Base Yad. You should know on the bottom of the lulav, make sure there's a base yad, there's enough place there that the hand should be able to hold the lulav and the other three minim together. In other words, don't tie it so low in the bottom, because you're not allowed to hold it where you're tying it together. There should not be a chatzitza, there should not be anything dividing between your hands and the minim. In other words, Rabbah holds, you have to lekachtem, you have to take the three minim in your hands. You have to hold the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovis. Your hand has to be touching all three of them. So if you're going to just take, like we have the kesher, and put it into the kesher, and hold the kesher, Rabbah holds, that's no good. Because you're not touching the lulav, you're not touching the hadasim, you're touching the kesher, the tying around. Rabbah holds, that's no good. Therefore he said, tie it true a little bit higher. Today you'll be able to hold the bottom of it, the base yad, where you hold it, you'll hold it directly, your hands will touch the lulav, the hadasim and the arovis. And Rashi says, Shaira bo base yad, mitachas lo'ogut, on the bottom of you tying it together, leave over a place. Shelo yikachenu b'mokam ogdoi, that you should not have to hold it at the mokam where you're tying it together. Tikasov, because Rabbah holds, Eino aged min ha-mitzvah, he holds karabonin, tiyamri ein sorach aged. His Rabbah holds like the Rabbonin Shita. That after mitzvahs, lulav, you don't have to tie it together. If you want to tie it together, it's only because you want to make it look nice. But it's not a min, it's not a mitzvah. Therefore, it's called a chatzitza, he holds. The Rashi says, the Lord have a chatzitza. Ben Yad Lo Shani, you should not have anything dividing, separating your hand and holding the lulav. The angel Lakicha, it's not called Lakicha then. Like you're not holding the lulav, you're holding the kesher, you're holding what you're tying it around with. And since Rabbah holds like the Rabbanan Shita, you don't have to tie it together, it's not part of the mitzvah, therefore you should not hold that part of the lulav. Your hand should be touching the lulav itself, the hadasim themselves, and the rovas themselves. Rav Omer, Rav said no. Kola anosoi eino choitzitz. Now the Rav holds la locha, even like Rabbah, that we hold like the Rabbanan Shita. There's no mitzvah you have to make agad. you could be yotzei to the mitzvah just by holding the three minim in your hand, even though it's not tied together. That we tie together our lulav today, that's only mishum zekeli v'anveyu, to make it look nice. So then the question is, l'chur tzachatitza, how do we hold the kesher? L'chur, we're not holding the lulav in our hand, we're touching the kesher. So the Torah says that's not called a chatzitza. Why? Kol le'nosoi. Anything you do to make the lulav itself look nice, that's not called a chatzitza. In other words, it's thrown like it's bottled to the lulav. It becomes a part of the lulav. You're not stop putting something else, a piece of paper around the lulav. You're doing this kesher to make the lulav look nice. It's like we had a swar by the noy sukkah. Anything that's near the sukkah is like bottled to the schach. If it's near the noy sukkah, it becomes part of the schach. It's kosher. Here also, since you're putting the agad, you're tying around the lulav to make the lulav look nice, even though you don't have to do it, but if you do it to make it look nice, it's bottled to the lulav, and it's not called a chatzitza. Like we do, you're allowed to hold the kesher itself, that's also called lakicha. The Yom HaRabba, Rabba said another halacha. Lalinkat inish hoshana besudra, a person should not hold the lulav besudra in his handkerchief. In other words, don't take a handkerchief and put it around your hand, and then hold the lulav. Why? To be no lakicha tama. Because the mitzvah is lakachem, you have to take the lulav and hold it in your hand. And here it's not called lakicha. If you're holding it with the handkerchief, that's not called lakicha. So drashi lalinkat inish hoshana besudra. Kisha noitloi lotzeis boy. When you're picking up the lulav to take it, I'm not from the kind of the mitzvah. Lo yichrach sudar shebeng seifav al yodoi. Don't tie around the sudar or rashi mashma the scarf that you're wearing between your neck al yodoi. You shouldn't put it on your hands. The yochas be lulav, and with this you hold the lulav. In other words, don't hold material in your hand and then grab the lulav, because that's called the chatzitza. It's not called you holding the lulav. And the pasuk says ulakachtem. You have to hold it with your bare hand. Rava says no. Lekicha idei davaracher shemo lekicha yos no, it's kosher. Even though it's idei davaracher, you're not mamish holding the lulav, but since you're holding it through something else, that's also called a good lekicha. In other words, it's part of your hand, so it's called like you're taking it now. That's the way you take it. I think Tay says there's a chilek. If you tie the handkerchief around the lulav itself and you hold it, that will be called a chatzitza. Because that's not called you're taking it, that's called you're taking the lulav the way it is, and the lulav has a chatzitza around it, has a handkerchief around the lulav, that zikr would be possible. But here we're talking about the lulav itself is okay. Just you have something around your hand, so that's called you're going now to take the lulav, ayidei davrach, or something else is helping you to go take the lulav, that's okay. That's Rav's halacha. Well, soon see, how does Rav know it? Omar Rav says like this. Minoa minolo. How do I know this yisoid? The lekicha ayidei davarachar shemo lekicha. If I go to take the lulav, even though I'm not taking it directly, I'm taking it with a handkerchief, it's also called lekicha. Since the lulav itself is a regular kosher lulav, there's nothing around the lulav. You're just going to take it when you have a handkerchief around your hand. That's still called the good lekicha. Where's the raya? The Tanan, we learned like this. Eizav kotzer. If you have the eizav, there's a high stop to grass that you have to dip in when you're making the mechatis, when you want to be metayer, a person that touched the mace, you have to take the ashes of the paraduma, you put it into water, and then you dip in the azov, and with the azov you spritz the water onto the tummy, onto the mace, the person that's tummy. So what's going to be now with azov kotzer? You have a small high stop, the grass is very small. It doesn't reach into the glass, but it can reach the water. Trash azov kotzer. Shayimavien mechatis mielir. They used to carry this mechatis, the water that we spritz on you to make you tor, vishvaferes shokanim. They used to have like a long tube. Aruchas, a long tube they used to have. Omasniya naisim hem, letaris temeim. And they would store in these long tubes the mechatis. Omatful azov, and they would dip then the azov into this long tube. Omas, and they would spritz it onto the person's tummy. What's going to be now? Vimho yakotzer. Kishamachnis vipiasha feferes. What's going to be if the azov, this high stop, this grass, is not long enough? So you stick it into the pipe, into the long jar, it doesn't reach the bottom, it doesn't reach the mechatis. So how are you going to get it to reach the bottom of the mechatis? So locher is, mesafkoi, you could like extend it. Rashi is like marichoi, kadei svukoi, you could extend it. The chut uvakush, use a string, or use a kush. Rashi plach, it means a needle. Sha'anoshim toivas boy. The needle that Anisha uses to weave with, she could use that, like stick the needle into the Yezoif and extend the Yezoif. So you're holding the needle, and the needle is pushing down the Yezoif. That's kosher. V'toivol, and stick the Yezoif now, get it into the bottom, to the water. Umala, bring it up. Then v'oiches b'Yezoif, then take away the needle and grab onto the Yezoif itself. Umaza, and you'll spritz it on to the person that's tummy. That's the locha. Now the kosher is, amai, why is it kosher like this? How come you're allowed to extend the Yezoif into the water? Not by actually holding the Yezoif, but by holding a needle that's extended into the Yezoif. The Torah says, V'lokach v'tovol omrachmona. The Torah says you have to take the Yezoif and dip it into the Mechatis. So it says, V'lokach, you have to take it. So chur, take it, it means you have to hold on to the Yezoif. Hold on to this Haisa. And then dip it into the Mechatis. Here you're not holding on to it. You have a long needle attached that the needle is stuck into the Haisa. And you're only holding the needle. And you're pushing it down. So why is that called the V'lokach? El olav shmamina, from here it's a proof to me that lekicha yidei dovracha shmo lekicha. Yes, lemaisa I'm going to take the Yezoif, even though it's not long enough. So I'm holding a needle to be able to take the high stops with. So it's all called I'm taking the Yezoif. So you see, even though I'm using something else to help me along, still it's called I'm holding the Yezoif. Here also, so by the lulav, even though I'm taking a handkerchief to help me hold the lulav, that's kosher. Yeah. So Rashi speaks out, if so, why after you take out the Yezoif, do you have to hold it in your hand and spritz it? Like, why can't you still spritz it when you're holding on to the needle? The Chur, it's still called the good lekicha. Rashi says, Einachanami, just you can't spritz it so good. You can't be mechavin exactly where to spritz it. That's why you're supposed to hold on to it after you pull it out. But I call upon him, it's a rai here, lekicha, yadei dabrach, eshmo lekicha. So Gemara says, no, mimai, what's the rai, what's the proof of me? Dilma shani hosom. Kivon the chibrei tegufa dummy. Maybe over there when you stick the needle or the string onto the hyssops, since you're attaching it to it, it becomes part of it. So that's why it's called the good lekicha. Because the mamish called you're holding on part of the Yezoif. Rashi. Rashi. So maybe here it's better. My shank in our case, when you're holding your handkerchief in your hand, and now you're going to grab the lulav, the handkerchief is not attached to the lulav. So maybe the handkerchief does not become part of the lulav. So then maybe it's not called the good lekicha. Maybe it's called you're holding onto the handkerchief, not onto the lulav. Why over here have you put a needle into the Yezoif and hold on to the needle is a good? Because the needle is like attached to the Yezoif. So it's called like one body. So that's why it's called the good lekicha maybe. But maybe where the handkerchief is not attached to the lulav, maybe here it's no good. So much as in here there's no proof. El atayir rabba brings us proof from another case. El amihocha. No fal mishfaferes leshakas posel. Shvaferos, that's this pipe again, that they used to carry around the Afer of the Mechat, of the Chattis. They burnt, Paraduma, they used to carry around the Yeshes, and then they would pour out the Yeshes into a Shakas. That's a Kli, made out of Kli Evin, that they used to have water there, Mayim Chaim, and that's the way they would make the Mayim Chaim now, because you don't have to carry around the Mayim Chaim. It's enough just to carry around the Yeshes of the Paraduma, and then you pour it into Mayim Chaim. So what's going to be if it fell out by itself? No foul mishpaferis. It fell out of this pipe. The ashes l'shakas. It fell into the shakas by itself. It's possible. That's no good. But the posuk says you have to pour it. The person has to do it. If it falls by itself, it's no good. That's the binin. Last line. The binin. The lokhu me'efes refes achates v'nosan. It's mashup from the pasuk. You have to hold the ashes and throw the ashes into the water. Mashenkin over here, it just fell out by itself from the pipe. The ashes fell out by itself into the water. That's no good. Tzadik do. Hohe piloihu kosher. But mashmi.